Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Travis Demers going through his first full season as the radio play-by-play voice for the Portland Trail Blazers. And Travis, it's an interesting dilemma that the NBA faced, and they went through all the various scenarios, decided on 22 teams. They received a ton of feedback from around the NBA community, including Damian Lillard. But we'll start with the 22-team format. What do you think?
I like that there are more teams involved because, you know, with 16, depending on the team, the Blazers had 16 games left. Some teams had 17, 18, 19 games. There are any number of things that could have happened over the course of the remainder of a regular season. So if you had, you know, four or five teams within that final spot in the Western Conference, who knows what would have happened with Memphis? Maybe they would have struggled over the last month of the season, and maybe Phoenix goes 10-2 over a stretch. So the fact that you have more teams that are in position to make the playoffs or make a run at this point, I like that because, you know, you just never would have known. So it gives more teams something to play for, and any time that you can give more teams a reason to show up and play hard every night, I think that's a good thing.
How much do you think it matters that a superstar the caliber of Damian Lillard first said, I'm not coming back to play games that don't matter. I'm not just going to show up to play a bunch of regular season games that don't give us the chance to make the playoffs, but that also he talked about, you know, giving these other six teams, as you point out, the extra six, giving them a chance to push themselves into the playoff picture.
I think it held a lot of weight. Guys like Damian Lillard, the players who have a big voice, have a big name in the NBA, what they say matters. It matters to fans, it matters to owners, it matters to the board of governors, to Commissioner Silver. So when he speaks up and says, look, if I'm going to come down there for four games and we don't have an opportunity to move beyond those four games to play in the postseason, why am I here? You know, we saw some similar things being reported about the Golden State Warriors' perspective, whether it be Steph Curry or Draymond Green. You know, Klay Thompson's not going to come back. Why would players risk injury and things like that for games that essentially, you know, don't matter? And it's different than at the end of the season where if a team's eliminated from the playoffs, they're still playing. There's not a four-month break and then a month lead-up to play four games. So I think those comments held a lot of weight and really went a long way in determining, well, we're not just going to have 16 teams show up. You know, the more games that are played, the more the NBA can recoup some of the financial losses, especially when you have guys like Damian Lillard and Zion Williamson who wouldn't have been in the postseason. And it's just a better opportunity for everybody because more teams have a chance. The league is able to get some more dollars. I think it benefits everybody.
Travis, the idea of having these guys sequestered, so to speak, in Orlando has been a bit of a topic of conversation about how realistic it is to keep this many players of all ages with all family situations together in one place in Orlando and not allow them to leave. Knowing what you know about the makeup of the Portland Trail Blazers, how realistic do you think it is for them to stick to the program?
Well, I think if they have their goals clearly set out, and that's, you know, this is what we're going to do for these eight games and then go from there. Do we play the two games against Memphis and then do we move on to the playoffs against the Lakers and et cetera, et cetera? I think they can stay focused on the task at hand. And there is really strong leadership within the team from Terry Stotts to Damian Lillard to CJ McCollum, a guy like Carmelo Anthony who's been around the league for a long time, even you know, a veteran presence like Trevor Ariza. I think those guys are kind of the glue that can keep everybody focused. But at the same time, 14 of the 22 teams would be done after 53 days. 53 days is a long time to be in one place. It's a long time to be away from families. And a lot of the players have kids. A lot of the players have, you know, significant others that they wouldn't be able to see. And, you know, I know from personal experience, being gone sometimes in a 10 or 11 day road trip feels like a long time to be away from my son and away from my wife. And I can't imagine what that would be like for 50 days, 53 days. And then for the players that are all the way through to the NBA finals, you're talking about, you know, 3 months. So it is a lot to ask. But at the same time, if they're committed to it, which I believe they will be, I think they'll be in a good position.
Travis Demers is the Trailblazers radio voice for the first time, actually, as a full-timer this season. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. What's this been, or what was it like for you? I know it's been a hiatus the last 3 months, but how did you enjoy it?
I mean, it's a dream job. I think about the people that have held this job before. I mean, it starts with Bill Shonley, who is the voice of the Blazers for 28 years, and you know, he's as revered as anybody in this town. And Eddie Doucette, who's a Hall of Famer, was the radio announcer for a couple of years. And then taking over for Brian Wheeler, who is a friend and who has been the voice of the Blazers for over two decades, knowing that in 50 years there have been three other people who have called, you know, games on the radio for the Trailblazers, it helps me keep myself to a high standard. I want to pick up where those legends left off. And to be able to show up in the arena every night and say, this is my job, I get to do this, I've wanted to do it my entire life, it's a dream job. It's something I can't explain. And I couldn't be happier or more blessed to work for and with the people that I do and to have this job.
Have you heard anything about what the makeup of the travel party might look like for Portland and whether or not there will be any media people going to Orlando?
I've tried to dig, and I haven't gotten any concrete details because, you know, my wife is due with our second child in the beginning of July, and, you know, if I'm gone for a month or three, I don't know how well that would go over. We've heard all kinds of different reports. You know, Kevin Harlan spoke last week about, you know, there wouldn't be any TNT broadcasters there or Turner broadcasters there until potentially the conference finals or the finals. And I haven't been given any concrete information, but I know the preparations are there. If that's the case, if radio or TV isn't there, we have preparations in order to broadcast the games, you know, remotely. Like I know Major League Baseball is going to do if and when they return, you know, for away games and things like that. So it's not ideal, but that's what we're preparing for if and when that's the case.
You mentioned Carmelo Anthony, and he recently did a conference call where he talked about the fact that he's considering his options. He's undecided about whether or not he will play. And I'm not sure what his decision will come down to. But in terms of Melo's role on the team, how important is that?
Well, it's interesting because we haven't seen Zach Collins since the third game of the season, and we haven't seen Yusuf Nurkic since March of last year with that broken leg. So when the Blazers signed Carmelo Anthony, there was a need. There was a need for Melo, and Melo had a need for the Blazers. And then Rodney Hood goes down with his Achilles injury. And, you know, it was a rough stretch for quite a bit of the season. So Melo, at times, was exactly what the Blazers needed. He was there to hit clutch shots. He hit the game-winning shot in Toronto. His veteran leadership was important. I think his role off the floor has been just as important as his role on the floor, because whether it's the players and the team and the team chemistry, the coaching staff, the media, every single person that he's come in contact with in Portland as a member of the Trailblazers has nothing but positive things to say about it. And being away from things up here in the Northwest, you know, we're not as involved with the Knicks or the Thunder or the Rockets, and we only get the national reports and things that are out there, and it's usually not reported unless it's negative. And there was this idea of who Carmelo Anthony was or could have been, that he might have been selfish or this or that, and he's been anything but that in Portland. He's been terrific, and the players gravitate towards him. They respect him. He's terrific with the media. The coaching staff likes him. So his role, while yes, he can still play, and he has been very, very good at times this year, his role, I think, as a veteran presence has been as important as anything.
What is the latest on Yusuf Nurkic?
He's ready to go. Right after the stoppage, so our last game was Tuesday the 10th against the Suns. He was going to return that Sunday. That was going to be a nationally televised game. He was going to return that Sunday at home against the Rockets. And people here were fired up. People were so excited about Nurk returning, and all these things were planned. And then the next day is when the news about Rudy Gobert came out, and that he had tested positive and everything was shut down. So that was a Wednesday. That Sunday, Jusuf Nurkić was going to return. So he's ready to go. And people here are itching to see Nurk on the floor again.
Travis Demers is the play-by-play voice of the Portland Trail Blazers radio network with us after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Can you believe it's been 3 months, just over 3 months now, but marking the anniversary Thursday, June 11th, last week, that it had been 3 months since the NBA shut down?
It's crazy. When all this started, we were hearing, well, you know, to the end of April. And we're like, at the end of April? That's 6 weeks away. What are you talking about? And now here we are, more than 3 months away, and it's going to be the end of July before the NBA starts up again. I could not have imagined what life would have been like without sports for a week, let alone 3 or 4 months. So, no, I can't believe it, but here we are.
In the case of the Blazers, and I think this is so interesting because not every team's going to come back the same way. Not every team is going to pick up right where they left off. It's just not human nature. After what will be more than a 4-month layoff by the time they get to Orlando, you talk about a couple of the injuries with Portland and guys coming back. When you think about the possibilities, how optimistic should they be about being able to get there to Orlando and make some noise?
I think it should be incredibly optimistic because you look at the starting five before everything happened. You had Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, Trevor Ariza, Carmelo Anthony, Hassan Whiteside. It's a good starting five. The depth had some concerns because of the injuries, but Gary Trent Jr. had been playing well. Anthony Simons, Nasir Little was starting to come into his own a little bit. And now you add two players who were expected to be starters. You're getting 40% of your starting lineup back. I don't know if Jusuf Nurkić or Zach Collins are going to start, but you're getting two starting caliber players back on a team that was playing good basketball. So when you look at the way things are constructed down there, the Blazers have as good a chance of any team to play Memphis or be in that 9 spot. The way that the tiebreakers are working, even though the Blazers didn't have the tiebreaker against the Pelicans this year, because of the percentage points, as long as they have the same or better record than the teams that are below them, worst case scenario is you play Memphis in that 2-game playoff. They'd have to overcome 3.5 games over Memphis to pass them, so that's asking a lot. But I think the expectations should certainly be as good or better than everybody else below you. And I think it's absolutely fair. And then once you get past that, you've got to beat Memphis twice in back-to-back nights, which is tough to do, not just back-to-back games, back-to-back nights, and then face the Lakers. So there are a lot of challenges ahead. Nothing's easy. Nothing's a layup. But with those two guys coming back as good as they are, and as comfortable as they are with the rest of this team, I think they should absolutely have expectations of making some noise.
Travis, before I let you go, the Blazers just lost their team founder, Harry Glickman, at the ripe old age of 96 years old. Just a few words about what he meant to the franchise and to the city, if you don't mind.
Yeah, there's no Rip City without Harry Glickman. He's a Northwest guy through and through. And when people told him he was crazy that professional basketball and professional sports could come to Portland, he persevered through all that and got the job done and got the Trailblazers to Portland. And there was even a plan, and I think it was in the late 60s, early 70s, to have a dome built on the Washington-Oregon border. And he believed that if we got that dome, we would have had the NFL in Portland and that then instead of Seattle getting the Seahawks. And and all of these things happened over the years that he was a part of. He brought NFL preseason games to Portland. He brought, you know, minor league hockey. His dream was to get Major League Baseball in Portland, and maybe we're closer to that today. I certainly hope so. But really, the title that people have given him is the father of professional sports in Portland and in Oregon, and that's absolutely what he is. There's no Trailblazers. There's no Rip City. There's no Blazer Mania. There's none of that if it wasn't for Harry Glickman doing everything that he could and really going the extra mile and banging on doors and trying to get the city of Portland to have a professional sports identity. Without him, it doesn't happen.
Quite a legacy. And again, 96 years old, which is amazing. You can find Travis on Twitter at Travis Demers, D-E-M-E-R-S. And not only is he the radio play-by-play voice of the Blazers, but he's also on Rip City Radio during the week. It's good to hear your voice again. It's been a while. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Hey, it's always great to talk to you, Amy. Thanks so much for the time.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.